Here we are. This is Real World Radio, on air.
South African organizations urge government to investigate murder of anti-mining activists. Interview with Robbie Mokelaka from Groundwork, Friends of the Earth South Africa. Mama Fikile Njangase was shot dead at her home in Tubatuba, KwaZulu-Natal province, by four gunmen on October the 22nd. She was the vice chairperson of the subcommittee of the Mfolosi Community Environmental Justice Organization and actively opposed the expansion of the Tendele coal mine near her home. We feel that she was actually the target, and in killing her, the aim was to silence the opposition to the mine, said activist Robbie Mokelaka from Groundwork, Friends of the Earth South Africa. Mokelaka joined the organization in 2014 and works as coal campaigner.
What happened with Mam Fikile Njangase is that on the 22nd of October, four men approached the family around 7, early in the evening, asking for water. And the two men moved into the house when they were allowed in, and they went to just immediately, they immediately shot and killed her with 5 bullets, and then she died on the scene. So that's exactly what transpired on that day, just to keep it short. Groundwork, you know, things, I mean, of course, I've been working this community since 2014, or late 2014, if not early 2015. The community has been challenging the mine in different aspects. This time around, they were challenging the mine on the proposed relocation by the mine for its own expansion in other parts of the community. Now, what happened is that some people or some families did not sign the agreement to relocate, while some other families sort of agreed and signed an agreement for relocation with compensation. So now what the mine did was that it applied, or rather adopted, a very, I would say, inhumane or unfair strategy, in that it paid half of the compensation to the families that have agreed to relocate, and say that you will only get the balance when the other families who are refusing to sign agree. So in other words, they were creating a conflict between the two groups. So, and this led to communities sending threats against each other, and more especially those who refused to relocate. They were the ones who received threats from calls and SMSs and stuff. Hence, one of the families was actually shot at, you know, it was riddled with bullets, about 19 bullets through the window. But fortunately, no one got injured in the process. And that was in April this year. Just a couple of mines down the line were after when the mine implemented this strategy. Now, there's been a lot of contention in that space, in that community, where the mine is going to expand. And that people felt that some other people who did not sign are blocking their financial opportunities, which is the intention of the mine. The mine planned this. They knew what they were doing, you know, so the mine was inciting violence by so doing, dealing with things. Now, with this situation now, Mam Fikile Njangase was one of the people who refused to relocate, or rather opposed to the expansion. So the recent situation, what happened in the recent situation is that there's what you call a community organization called Mcejo, M-C-E-J-O, which stands for Mfolozi Community Environmental Justice Organization, Mcejo. So this is the committee that was actually built to challenge the mine. Now, some other members were approached by the mine to sign a memorandum of agreement that they will withdraw. Number one, that the organization will withdraw as a party in this court case. There are two court cases. One is actually review cases which challenges the expansion of the mine. The other one is the court case which is actually at the Supreme Court of Appeal, which was heard on the 3rd. This week, which challenges the mine on the fact that it started without having acquired or obtained environmental authorization from the relevant department, government department. So now the mine approached those members or executive members of the committee, about 7 of them. In fact, it's 7 of them, not even about 7 of them, to say, you withdraw, you just signed the MOU, to withdraw from the cases so that we can sit down and discuss the issues and we resolve them. They sign an MOU without the consent of the community, without obtaining mandate from the community, or rather to having consent with the entire committee. So they did it at the, you know, behind doors, closed doors. And Bam Changa say, as a vice chairperson, was supposed to be consulted. Chairperson of the Mqejo was supposed to be consulted. No, she was not. And also with the chairperson himself was not consulted. So two people did not sign or agree with the MOU. Mam Changas was very vocal. She was more vocal than the chairperson in opposing the MOU, and you know, which was signed by other members. So vocal as she was, we feel that she was actually the target, and in killing her, it was actually silencing the opposition. So we suspect that this is linked with that kind of a situation where she was, you know, standing firm against the signing of an MOU. Yes, Groundwork is asking for different authorities, i.e. the president, SAPS, or then the Minister of Police and other relevant authorities to take a stand, to take a step towards resolving this situation and see to it that people are arrested. So that is what the ground is pushing for. And of course, there are other NGOs who are pushing for the same kind of, you know, action to be taken under the circumstances. So we are aware that this might actually be swept under the carpet. It might not lead to an effective arrest of the suspect or someone to be dealt with by the law. So hence we push for a national attention, even a global, you know, we spread it globally so that there could be pressure that has been piled up so that the government can act and even the SAPS can deal with this case without engaging in any unscrupulous activities. Yes, Groundwork has been denouncing an environment of fear, you know, in South African mining activities. We are seeing a sort of a fluctuating moments depending on intensity of the situation. So last year in May, we launched what we call Asina Loiko. Asina meaning we don't have or we lack. Loiko is fear. We don't fear or we lack fear. So this is an advocacy, a campaign which is actually meant to respond to the corporate bullying against NGOs and community people or activists. It is meant to take legal actions or respond to the legal initiative that has been made by the corporate against the NGO for criticizing or stating something not in favor of the corporate or something different from what the corporate, you know, is expecting. So this is actually was initiated on the basis that some lawyers and media, academic, you know, staff were actually sued for a couple of millions for criticizing a certain mining company, an Australian mining company, MRC, Mineral Resource Company, if I'm not mistaken. So which sued community activists a couple of millions for expressing their views about the mine, and sued CER, Center for Environmental Rights lawyer, for expressing her views, and also sued an academic staff from University of Cape Town for expressing her views or his views. I don't remember if it was he or she. But we thought that we should start the campaign to oppose this corporate bullying in many levels, it be with NGOs or community-based organizations as well, or rather activists if they don't have an organization. But the intention behind, objective behind, is to make sure that we are united. If we see any corporate bullying, we move together as a joint group and push against this kind of activity, because we are aware that this is actually contrary to the constitutional right to have the right to express yourself on things that do not sit well with you. Of course, like I said, there are fluctuating moments in terms of criminal activities or violation of environmental activists. Of course, especially in KZN. In KZN, it's a different kind of an approach or respond by the corporate compared to other provinces. Like in KZN, it will be a situation where, you know, killing someone would be a solution. Threatening someone with a gun is a solution. I think that actually emanates from the historic situation which the community was exposed to, where there was a violence before in KZN, before and in the early 1994, when South Africa was voted into a democratic state. So we do understand where the whole thing is coming from in terms of how they respond. So we know that in KZN you'll be intimidated with guns, or you'll be shot at, and they'll hire a hitman. You know, KZN is especially North KZN, and this is where the Somkhana mine is as well, in the North KZN. You know, this is a place where there's a lot of hitmen, you know, who are hired to silence the opposition, but mostly it was actually politically, you know, focused. But, you know, it has no boundary. You know, it can go to a social aspect of the situation, like where maybe families are fighting amongst themselves, or even in this environmental struggle, you know. So hitmen don't have boundaries. They don't have limitation. They take whatever business that, you know, put into the table. So that's exactly that. So we're seeing a lot of intimidations, arrests, suing or lawsuits, and communities are scared. That's why we started this campaign, to say we are with you, we are together, let's move into this. Don't be afraid to fight for your rights in terms of the constitution, which is section 24. We would provide that everyone has the right to an environment that is not harmful to their own health and well-being. So we are working together on that. We are realizing that there's a gaining momentum in this kind of move from the corporate, you know, intimidations and causing conflict or inciting violence amongst the community. So as this common strategy everywhere. We are very pleased that this case has gained international momentum, sort of international attention. Now, what we are demanding from the international community is that we need to support each other, make sure that we globalize this incident, make sure that we discourage this at all costs, make sure that whichever company that is actually linked with this is exposed to the international community, make sure that investors are not interested anymore, or they pull out their investment from that company. Make sure that the international community everywhere is up and running against this thing, because it's going to happen. It can happen anyway. So it has been happening before, where the environmental democratic space has been closed down through this kind of activity. So we need to come together and make sure that we take this thing seriously. We vocalize and make sure that we go ballistic in terms of, you know, campaigning against this kind of an activity. So we ask for the international community to do this in solidarity and take any role that you are actually fit to take in order to make sure that this kind of an activity is discouraged and the government are taking actions. And let's make sure that we press the government from the international level to take actions against this kind of things, and corporates are not running away with impunity.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.